He met two of his gang on the road. Man, were they ever spooked and surprised. They ran like crazy to the place where the other guy was and started to tell them who they seen. Before they could say much, bingo, Jesus was there, came right through the door, and they couldn't figure that out either. He said, peace. Good thing to say, cause they was plenty scared, knees shaking and teeth jumping. They thought for sure this is a ghost, and who wouldn't? So Jesus says, what's bugging you? I ain't no ghost. See, I got my hands and feet just like you got. Go ahead, touch me and see. You know seeing is believing. Well, they couldn't fight that, so they believed. But man, were they still surprised. Just about then, Jesus says, what you got to eat? I'm hungry. So they gave him some fish fries. After supper, Jesus told them about how he busted out of the grave and why, so that they could get rid of their sins and all of the bad things they did, and some did plenty. He told them he wanted them to tell all the cats in the world about it. He wanted the squares and hoods and rooks and squeaks and collegians to know about that too. Now the guys in the room were pretty hip about the whole thing. Who wouldn't be to see someone who busted out of his grave? One of the Jesus gang was not there. He must have been real beat and was out hanging around the corner or maybe out tracking another gang. He thought the Jesus gang was all washed up anyway. He didn't have no place to go and nothing to do, so he went up where some of the Jesus gang were. Maybe they could talk over old times. The rest of them say, well, look who's here, Mr. Sad Puss himself. Where you been? Bet you can't guess who was here. Thomas says, so who cares? The rest of them says, Jesus was here. Thomas says, what's the matter with you guys? You trying to be funny or something? Well, the rest of the guys finally get it through his thick head that they did see Jesus. So Thomas says, all right, so you saw him, but I ain't believing till I touch him. Is that so bad? About a week later, the Jesus gang was in the same room again. Thomas ain't taking no chances this time, so he goes to the meeting. Sure enough, Jesus came again the same way right through the door, and they still don't understand it. They didn't try to figure it out, but they still were surprised. Thomas' eyes almost bugged out when he saw Jesus. He just looked and looked, and he says to himself, how about that? They did level with me. Jesus knows that old Thomas is having trouble believing him still being alive. He didn't yell at him or bawl him out or tell him he was no good or swear at him. He just walks over and says, evening, Thomas. I just want to help you. Don't be scared. Just touch me and you'll see I'm for real. So Thomas did touch him. First his hands, then his side, right where he got stabbed. That did it. Thomas knew the rest of them was right, and he was just as happy as the rest. Thomas says, you are for real. You're the Lord. Jesus says, you believe because you see me. People who believe without seeing me may have it hard too, but that makes it better for them.
Class. They were part of the scenery. On a Sunday afternoon, an American family might drive out to the reservation to look idly and curiously at the Indian communities as one drove by. Mexican migrant workers were machinery. Their value lay in how much they could produce. Their help was important to the same degree that the help of a cow or the functioning of a fuel pump was important. When their productivity was lessened, they would be discarded in much the same way as an old car would be. Human beings who were people were different in that they had value in and of themselves, regardless of their productivity. New paragraph. I cite this summarization of a worldview to help us to understand the necessity of being sensitive to such descriptions. It is important that we listen to the descriptions which others have provided. Otherwise, we might not know how utterly characteristic is the tendency to look on human beings as machinery. Worldviews yield insights. It is equally important that we attempt to describe the worldviews of the people among whom we are working. To be sure, they are not easy to describe, but the necessity for being sensitive to the elements, or at least the basic elements within them, is very important. For all of us, I believe, will find, like Peter Mathiesen, Mathiesson, in Westerian did, comma, that the people live under a mountain wall. The mountains may be forests or coastlines. They may be rivers or precipices. They may be totally in the minds of people, but nevertheless, they are there, and those mountains are formidable. FORMIDABLE. The degree to which we are sensitive to those walls, and the degree to which we are successful in understanding and penetrating those walls, will be in direct proportion to which our message is communicated. Okay, Kathy, that's all that I've got. I think if you can type that up and I can work on it as a first draft, we'll see if we can make something out of it. Thanks a lot.